Part of the service is where we share our lives with each other. So if you have something that God's been teaching you, if you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, if you have a praise, we'd love to hear it. Been really blessed to been able to spend a lot of time thinking about a lot of things. But I think recently I've been thinking a lot about what happened Adam and Eve and Jesus were the only two humans that had a perfect relationship with God here on this earth. And you're kind of thinking about, well, what's the difference between them? What's the difference between Jesus and us? Besides sin, right? But what allowed them to have this perfect communion with God? Because it wasn't only being sin-free. And I think I've been doing a lot of thinking about consciousness, you know, and the ego. You know, if you hear someone speaking to themselves out loud, you think that they're crazy. But if we could all hear the voice inside of our own heads, somebody else's head, who's talking the whole time, you're talking to yourself all day long, right? Mostly about things that pertain to you, because you have a very protective ruler that rules your brain. And its most important part is to keep going. The ego is there to protect itself. And so in many ways, the opposite of being spiritual, or the opposite of Jesus, was being egotistical. So fully giving in to that voice. Fully saying, yes, I deserve the best. I'm going to take this from this person. I'm going to think about myself all the time. And so I think maybe one of the things that happened after the fall was that we developed this higher consciousness. You don't see evil in the animal kingdom, okay? You just see behaviors. But we are more developed. We have a deeper level of consciousness. And that's a huge gift, but it's also, it's kind of like we are like God without his wisdom. So we have this supremely special consciousness that we have been gifted with, but it really is the thing that keeps us from loving other people and from God. And so what's really interesting is children don't have this. Children don't have a sense of self until about 2 or 3, and they really begin, your ego really begins to form around 5. And so it's very strange to me that, not strange, I think it's wonderful that Jesus said, you have to have faith, you have to come to me as a child would come to me, right? So the child isn't thinking about all about themselves when they're young. And so that innocence, that different state of consciousness that we had when we were babies, right? So, you know, Jesus had no barriers to the Father. He didn't have something ruling his mind. And I think all forms of enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment, really is about dying to oneself. And when Paul says he has died to himself, he's been crucified with Christ, well, what does that mean? His body wasn't physically crucified. His sin wasn't crucified. What was crucified was the ego. So Paul said, I'm not going to allow this ruler to rule over me anymore. I'm going to let Jesus rule over it. And that's what putting yourself to death with Christ means. And that's one of the scariest things, because we can't imagine an existence without our egos. When your ego dies, the ego tells you that you die. And so it's a very scary thing. And I think it takes a lot of time, but it's been very curious to read a lot of philosophy and theology and really kind of chew on this. Because I think there's something there to it. I'm not telling you that this is certainly not the gospel. This is just me kind of speaking out loud of what God's been teaching me. But really dying to ourselves should be a scary thing. It should be probably as scary as a physical death. And so it's a big deal. And I think Paul was very lucky to have that happen so rapidly, because I don't think the disciples had that, at least at the beginning. You know, Paul had a wonderful gift of just really having an ego death and being able to just be a conduit. I mean, look how knowledgeable he was. And he didn't really spend much time with Jesus at all. And so that was a miracle. And so praise God for you know, giving Paul that gift. But you know, that's something that I desire to do. And that's something that I hope we all can work on to make ourselves less and to make God more. And anyway, those are some ramblings. We'll be going to America on Tuesday, and we appreciate your prayers for support there and just meeting with people that God wants us to meet with. You know, we're very open to whatever God has in store for us, and so we do need to raise support, but we also need to be encouraged in certain ways, and we need to connect with people that need to be encouraged. And so just pray that we will be open to being inconvenienced by people who are in need, even as we are going to be busy as all heck, and it's going to be really hard to be inconvenienced. So please give us your prayers that we could be open and available to being inconvenienced by people that need us. Our friend Shuhei, who became a Christian a couple weeks ago, has some mental disabilities. And before we prayed the prayer to of confession to Christ and belief, Aya Ona, one of the Japanese members, we went over and talked a lot. And there's a lot of deep stuff that came up about his past and his parents not being there and his grandparents raising him. And anyway, he got violent with his grandmother, and so he's been in a psychiatric ward for the past about 4 weeks, so we haven't been able to see him. We've been over to see the grandparents a couple times, but just please pray for his well-being. I don't trust the Japanese psychiatric people at all, and just, yeah, pray that he'll be comforted there. He's probably in a room locked up somewhere, and so that's really unfortunate. Now, we went there, we asked if we could see him, they said no. It says we're going to be back in 5 weeks, or maybe he'll be out by then, but he's already been in for 3 or 4 weeks. Oh, so yeah, just pray for him. And yeah, we're just really grateful. We have a great community. We have a great church here. We're just in a wonderful place in our marriage and our family, and we're just really grateful for what God has done. And I mean, that's the biggest theme of my life as a Christian, is learn to give up control. learn to do less and rely on God more, you know? I think a lot about free will too, surprise, surprise. But free will is like one of the greatest gifts that God gives us, you know? And if I feel like the more you give that free will back, that the greatest gift back to God, the more greatly he blesses you. Because you say, here's the greatest gift that you gave me, God, is free will. It's the ability to choose you or to reject you. And so you can choose God and hang on to a lot of your free will, but if you really say, hey, you know what, Lord? I'm going to put down my will. Your will is going to be my will today for my life, for the duration of my marriage. You get blessed a lot. And so it's another scary thing, you know, giving up control, dying to yourself. These are all super awesome themes that happen in the Christian life. And so, pray that God would help us to even give more of our free will over to him and more of our time to him. Anyway, that's enough from me. Come on up and share.
My name is Tim. I always ask prayer for my son. I'll ask for it again. So some things have been happening. That what I can share with you is something my wife is very concerned about, our son's driver's license thing. He's got this driver's license that's expired, and he's got like 6 months to renew it. So the deadline would be December the 6th. He's got to have it renewed. And he's living in Shiga, which is the Kansai area. The Japanese have this Ju Minhyo system. I guess you would call it citizen. I don't know what's the English translation of Ju Minhyo registry. Say it again.
Residency registration.
Official legal residency registration. status. You're, wherever you are, you have to be registered to live, that you're living there. And his is still Hiroshima because he never changed it. But if he's going to stay in the Kansai, which we think that's where he wanted to be, and that's where he would, his life would move forward from that point, he should get that change. So it's complicated to get a new driver's license. He should change his citizen registry residency status first, and then go to the police station to fill out paperwork, and then go to the driver's license bureau in Shiga or in Otsu or in the Kansai area. So the deadline's December 6th, so he would have to start doing something now. He's got to take action, and he hasn't taken action. Recently, when he talks to the wife and mother of the family he's living with, he started talking about wanting to come back to Hiroshima. And I know that doesn't make any sense at all. It sounds really crazy because he was here and things, you know, weren't working out for him. But we just ask your continued prayers for our son. We're concerned that, you know, if he loses the... If he doesn't renew his license by the 6th, then he would have to start over from scratch to get a new license. And the license is the only ID he's got. So he would be a person with no kind of legal or official personal ID. It's a process of his life becoming more detached from reality and from society, you know. So, of course, we always pray that our son will come back to the Lord, will, you know, renew his relationship with God. But I'm glad you're the moderator, Art, because you can pray as you feel God's leading you, and you know how to pray for my son because you know him, I think, probably a lot better than I do right now. So I just share that about our son. I don't mean to be nosy, but I really want to encourage everyone. I'd like to encourage you. Kathy, if you'd like to share later about your situation with the dentist, I mean, I think it would encourage people. I don't know how it went, but I had a dental appointment, and I don't know how many of you often go to dentists. I've been to 6 different dental clinics in the Hiroshima area in the time I've lived here. And one thing I always do, and I told this to Kathy, I always say, please give me more, you know, the painkiller medication. Please give me more because I don't want to be shaking, and I don't want to have to raise my hand all the time. And I encourage her to do that. And I did that about a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't come here last week. I mean, I couldn't come to share last week, so... I hope you have something you can share, Kathy. I mean, however it went, you know, it would encourage everyone, because sooner or later we're all going to go through this if we're here in Japan long enough. Praise God, Japan has good medical facilities, good dentists, good doctors. We've had lots of good experiences. Psychiatric hospitals leave a lot to be desired. I, you know, our son went through a phase there, and that's, I could talk a long time about that. So that I don't recommend that either, Art. I was going to say something about what Art shared. That we share from our lives, but I think we can also share into other people's lives. I collared Grace last week. I kind of grabbed her in the fellowship hall, and I held on for, I don't know, half an hour or so. I made her late, she missed a lot of trains. There was some things I wanted to share along the spiritual lines, and sometimes I feel like I want to do that, just share spiritually. Not toward her. I wasn't speaking into her life. Things I'd been thinking about a lot. So I know some of you have to leave after the service if you've got to go home or shopping or something, but if you stay behind, if you want to talk about anything spiritual or deep, I'd love to hear it, because I think about deep things a lot. Chris would say I think too deeply sometimes, I know, probably. Don't worry, Chris, I won't bring up some of those topics we talked about. I'm going to write it down and give you photocopies of it. So, I would love to hear if you have something to share, or if you want to share with me about my own life. And I think that would be wonderful if we could do that with each other, share our own things in fellowship time too. So that's my prayer request for my son, Micah. Thank you.
I will share. Definitely, as I sat in the dentist chair, I was thinking about the fact that I was being backed by your prayers. And I was very thankful for that. As far as the outcome, the dentist I saw was unable to find the decay I was told was under my bridge. So maybe I don't have to have any work done, but I am going to get a second opinion because I think that's wise. So anyway, I appreciate your prayers. And another thing that happened to me this week, my friend Miriam's encouraging me to share. I lost my little square wallet thing that had my residence card, my signature stamp, and my medical card. And I didn't know when or where I had lost it. And so we got a letter in the mail from the police saying it had been turned in. And so we rushed to the police station and picked it up. And I am just so thankful.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. First thing, let's pray for our children. They went to harvest potatoes today, that God will protect them and give them a good time as they enjoy each other. It's just once a year, and it's so precious to us. Second thing, I want to tell you something that happened this week. And you know, sometimes God gives you a scripture. You just wake up, and God gives you a certain scripture. And at first, you're not sure that God is giving you that scripture. And then he confirms it again. So early this week, I think it was on Tuesday, I woke up in the morning. These days, I like just worshiping God when I wake up. So I'll go to YouTube and put some worship songs to help me lose the sleep quickly by singing and then pray and have some devotion. So I woke up and this song, that 10,000 Reasons, was on my heart. So By God's grace, I found a YouTube that just has this song that is playing continuously, yeah, back to back. So I started playing this song in the morning. I didn't know this song, all of it. I know just, yeah, like the chorus or so, but I didn't memorize the rest of the verses. So as I sang the song, I began to memorize it and to just meditate upon the meaning of each verse. And Joyce also somehow started singing, because if I play the song for so long, then she starts to get it. So I played the song, had my devotion, and then I headed to work. I was singing the song on my way to work. I just opened my phone so I could read the lyrics as I'm riding my bicycle to work. And I thought about the song the whole day. And this is the day that I sang this song most times. So I came back in the evening, and before sleeping, I sang the song again, and I said, why not look for the scripture that talks about this song and study it? So I thought about Psalms 103, because I know it's the song that talks, it's the verse that talks about, bless the Lord, O my soul. So just before I slept that night, I studied Psalms 103 and just meditate upon the words in the song and the words in Psalm 103 and just began to memorize them. Yeah. I normally use the King James Version. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He who heals all your diseases, he who forgives all your sins, he who redeems your life from destruction, he who crowns your head with loving kindness and tender mercies. He who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You know, I just read this scripture and I just slept meditating upon this scripture. And something that was really amazing and why I had to choose to sing this song today and also to share with you is because I woke up in the morning and I didn't sing this song. I sang other songs that day. But when I opened my devotional for that day, I don't see the devotional for the next day beforehand. So trust me, I didn't know. But when I opened the devotional, one of the verses that I was read that morning was the whole of Psalms 103. And I was like, oh God, so you gave me this scripture yesterday. I read it before sleeping, not knowing that it's the scripture that will be in my devotional. So I read Psalms 103 again, the whole of it in the morning. And I just said, God, you're just so amazing. So today, as I just want to sing this song with you. And of course, it's not the melody. We sing this song in our praise and worship. Mostly the songs I bring is because I just want to share with you the words of the song. I don't sing perfectly, but I really desire that we just recite the words with you. We just bless the name of the Lord. Just go and read Psalms 103. It has wonderful, wonderful words that God spoke to me on Tuesday and on Wednesday morning, and I was so blessed. So please join me as we sing this song. I know most of you already know it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever comes before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. You're great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end drawing and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Oh Lord, I'll worship your holy name. Thank you so much.